This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. A manuscript for a children's book sat for some time in Jane Yolen's desk drawer. She loved it, but no one else did. That is, until her daughter, Heidi E.Y. Stemple, got her hands on the manuscript and transformed it. A Kite for Moon, published by Zonder Kids in Grand Rapids, is dedicated to Neil Armstrong on the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing. Yolen has written 365 books, many of which have won awards. Stemple writes children's books, short stories, and poems, and the two have co-authored 24 books together.
Tell me about this project. And Mom, you surely, like me, remember that day very well, although I imagine Heidi was a toddler.
No. She says she remembers everything, but you
really?
know, she was a toddler, and she and her baby brother were sort of wandering around in front of the television set while my husband, their dad, and I watched television watching the moon landing.
So that actually does make me a toddler.
Well, yeah. Yes. A toddler with a good memory.
Of course.
So this book really didn't start with the moon landing. It started with the kite.
Yeah.
And the reason it started with the kite was that my father, Heidi's grandfather, was international kite flying champion.
Yeah, who knew? You'll have to tell more about what is that.
He started out as Western Hemisphere kite flying champion. He kind of nominated himself for it and had no, I don't think he ever had anybody who challenged him. But one day in the mail, he got something from the Maharaja of Bharatpur saying that he was the Eastern Hemisphere kite flying champion, and he challenged my father to a duel.
Wow.
At his palace in Bharatpur, and sent him two tickets.
I'd like to break in here for just a second. This is Heidi. I want to make sure that everyone listening to this knows it wasn't a fighting duel. It was a kiting duel.
Well, I need to know, how does one duel with kites?
Well, there are several ways. You can have razor blades studded in the kites themselves to tear the other kite apart.
Wow!
Or you can have glue and ground glass on the string.
Ooh, wow! It gets a little ugly.
I know. Or you could have fishing hooks dangling from parts of either the kite or the strings.
Oh my goodness!
But we don't know if this actually happened.
The trip itself, even.
Well, we know, this is Heidi, we know the trip happened because my grandfather, his name was Will Yolen, he was sent two tickets,
right,
to head over, and then he did not bring my grandmother.
He brought Red Smith, who was the, at that point, very famous sports writer for the Herald Tribune, who then sent back a bunch of columns about how this great kite fight went on and how Will Yolen was the winner.
So I spent all of my life with a grandfather who did tons of kite flying. So kites are something that we've always had around in our family. We called him Poppy. Mm-hmm. My Poppy would fly kites on a deep sea fishing pole. So he had it all rigged up with a belt that he would set it into, and he would do demonstrations everywhere. And he wrote several books on kites and kite flying. Well, he sort of wrote several books on kites and kite flying.
Are they adult books or children's books?
Well, the first kite book that my dad wrote was once he was international kite flying champion, and lots of things were written about him, and he was in Guinness Book of World Records, et cetera. A publishing company asked him, would he write the book for a line of books that they were doing, the Young Sportsman's Guide. They wanted him to do the Young Sportsman's Guide to Kite Flying. And so he signed the contract and said to me, all right, Jane, you've always wanted to be a writer. Write this book for me.
Put it on your shoulders.
Yes, so that's actually my mom's first writing credit, although you will not see her name on the book.
Oh.
Yeah, my father liked to pretend he wrote it himself.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. Yolen tells how A Kite for Moon was born.
When I started the book, it was a kite book that happened to have the little boy speaking to the moon.
So it was very much three characters. There was the little boy, the moon, and the kite.
And I wrote it, and I loved it. And my agent loved it, and no one else loved it.
You know, I read about that, yeah, that it got rejected quite a bit. I mean, here you are with so many wonderful credits to your name as a children's writer, and my goodness, they had the guts to turn you down.
You are only as good as your last manuscript.
That's true. And then Heidi steps in, right?
Yeah, so that manuscript wound up in a drawer, and at one point she said, hey, can you grab that old manuscript out of the drawer and send it on to, we can't remember who, I think a friend who was an agent.
No.
Who wanted to see it. So I pulled it out, but I read it first. Mm-hmm. And when I read it, I thought, well, it's too long. It has too many characters. Remember, I said it had three characters. Mm. And it was very sentimental. And I asked my mom, hey, I don't really love this. Can I take a little editing whack at it?
And I said, sure, because she's really good.
Mm-hmm. So I did, and I whacked away at this manuscript.
Oh, she whacked. She did more than whack. So when she showed it to me, I went, wow, this isn't my manuscript anymore. It's ours.
Now we've established how the kite comes into this. How does this now turn into, because the book is dedicated to the memory of Neil Armstrong and the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. So how does the kite story turn into something about the moon?
Well, the interesting thing is that we didn't even think of that dedication until long after the book had been taken by a publisher.
Oh.
And in fact, they took it and were going to bring it out last year, I think, maybe even the year before, because it was finished. It was done. Matt Phelan, who is the wonderful illustrator, was already well into his work or had already done. And they said, we just found out that the 50th anniversary is in 2019. We think we'll publish it then.
So though the book is certainly not supposed to be Neil Armstrong as a little boy, mm-hmm. we really did want to pay homage to him as the first person on the moon, because we have to assume that his story was something like the little boy in the story, where he wanted something and he set out to do it. And he worked really hard in order to make his dream into what he actually got to do. So that was sort of the idea behind that dedication.
And you know, I was president at one point of the Science Fiction Writers of America.
Mm.
I've written science fiction, but most of my science fiction is more like science fantasy. And I never met Neil Armstrong, but I did have dinner with Buzz Aldrin.
Oh.
But it's not dedicated to Buzz Aldrin. It's dedicated to Neil Armstrong because his boot prints were there first.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Jane Yolen and Heidi E.Y. Stempel, the co-authors of the children's book, A Kite for Moon. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.